The Wind in the Willows by Kenneth Graham. Chapter 6. Mr. Toad. It was a bright morning in the early part of summer. The river had resumed its wonted banks and its accustomed pace, and a hot sun seemed to be pulling everything green and bushy and spiky up out of the earth towards him, as if by strings. The mole and the water rat had been up since dawn, very busy on matters connected with boats and the opening of the boating season, painting and varnishing, mending paddles, repairing cushions, hunting for missing boat hooks, and so on, and were finishing breakfast in their little parlor and eagerly discussing their plans for the day, when a heavy knock sounded at the door.
"Bother," said the rat, all over egg. "See who it is, mole, like a good chap, since you've finished."
The mole went to attend the summons, and the rat heard him utter a cry of surprise. Then he flung the parlor door open and announced with much importance,
"Mr. Badger!"
This was a wonderful thing indeed, that the badger should pay a formal call on them, or indeed on anybody. He generally had to be caught if you wanted him badly, as he slipped quietly along a hedgerow of an early morning or a late evening, or else hunted up in his own house in the middle of the wood, which was a serious undertaking. The badger strode heavily into the room and stood looking at the two animals with an expression full of seriousness. The rat let his egg spoon fall on the tablecloth and sat open-mouthed.
"The hour has come," said the badger at last with great solemnity.
"What hour?"
asked the rat uneasily, glancing at the clock on the mantelpiece.
"Whose hour, you should rather say," replied the badger. "Why, Toad's hour, the hour of Toad. I said I would take him in hand as soon as the winter was well over, and I'm going to take him in hand today." "Toad's hour, of course," cried the mole delightedly. "Hooray! I remember now. We'll teach him to be a sensible toad."